There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Seven after. What is there going on that you need to be aware of? I'm sitting in my studio looking out of the front pasture at the cows grazing on the green grass. I'm reminded of that old song, not a song, it's a tune by Hugh Masekela, Grazing in the Grass. You know that tune? Grazing in the grass. All right. So let's get to our grays. Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and I are here to work our way through some of the issues of the day. Thoughts of things, all things Baltimore have been taken care of, it would appear. All things Texas have been taken care of, it would appear. Except I have a bit of a, not fascination, but an intrigue with this woman, Ms. Geller, who's running this organization of bigots. And so I'm trying to figure out, this is the maybe the old school in me, or this is the, in me. I find it hard to believe that a woman, this may sound extraordinarily sexist, but that so be it if that's the way it sounds, a woman would be running an organization like this. Am I the only one who's uncomfortable even thinking that, Molly?
Why?
A woman, I don't know.
Women
are just
as
capable.
Dumb as men.
Right, just as bigoted. Just this is a world of equality, and I guess as much as I preach it, I should, I don't know, understand or accept it, because it is a fact. And I don't know why I'm surprised that there's a woman running this organization.
Yes,
I guess I think
I
women
matter.
Are, in my own prejudice, I guess I think women are smarter than that.
In general.
Hmm.
But it's not like men set the bar very high.
Well, fortunately, most of the women that I've hung around with, I think, maybe the only reason that I liked them in part was because they were smart. I find that to be an intrigue.
You're a man who likes women.
Well.
And that's very
likable. I've enjoyed the company of women over the years. I've sort of narrowed it down to one, but it's taken a while to get there. And so under the circumstances.
You scamp.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, it means you've been around.
I have been around. Yeah, no, I've been around.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean anything. I don't. For this discussion, in terms of understanding what my feeling is about women, that women are, do I want to say this?
Come on.
In general, I think women are better than that or this sort of thing. I think women ought not to be thinking the way that woman thinks. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Under the circumstances, I don't know how else to say it.
Well, it's true, but I think, women need to take responsibility for a lot of things. The stupidity in the world produced by men, quite often, they wouldn't
get
away with it.
So this is a man's, the fact that this is a woman running this organization is because she's trying to get away from the entrails of being in a man's world?
Women are our own worst enemies, but I still blame men.
Really?
How's that?
Why does there have to be a blame game?
No, I'm just saying that the things that men get away with that we complain about, they really wouldn't get away with.
Remember that song by Shirley? What was that woman's name who did the blame? The blame game. V5. It's really called the name game, but.
Oh, is that like something from the 50s?
Excuse me?
I've never heard of it. I'm just asking.
Excuse me?
It was just a question. Innocent.
President Obama unveiled a nonprofit. This sort of folds in together to what I'm talking about here. President unveiling a nonprofit that will work in tandem with the My Brother's Keeper initiative that was created a year or so ago. My Brother's Keeper Alliance comes on the heel of all of this racial tension that has spread across our country. Did the president say when he ran that he would change and make relations better in our country? I don't really remember that. I'm asking. This is a legitimate Doug asks.
Hoping change?
Well, yeah.
He wanted change
about bringing people together. Was that supposedly bringing the races together, bringing income people who are the disparity between rich and poor or whatever the things are that we value that seem to separate us? Did he do that?
Kenny?
I don't remember him saying that. I think because he was a black candidate and potentially the first black president, I think that a lot of people assumed that that's what would happen if he were president.
So the fact that he said there had been a string of deaths of young black men, a slow rolling crisis, that in my mind is a shot at the white police shooting black perpetrators or potential perpetrators. Anybody else read it or hear it that way?
Well, the White House first created My Brother's Keeper last year after the shooting of Trayvon Martin.
Right. And then there are how many? So I suppose you can look at it critically and say it hasn't done its job because there are a lot more, it would appear, the news media would have us think that there are many more black men who are getting victimized at the hands of white police than was the case before. Even before the My Brother's Keeper Alliance came into existence.
No, I think, like we said before, I think more of it is just now caught on camera. Mm. Before it was the police.
So it's no more of a, it's not a bigger problem. It's just that we see and are more aware of it.
I think a lot of people have different opinions on that. I think we're more aware of it.
Okay, so in that awareness, does the problem by itself or in a manner or so by definition get better? Or do you see what I'm sort of saying here?
It has the opportunity to get better because the truth is being told.
We're flushing this stuff out.
Yes.
We're shining a light, a flashlight where all the rats are. So under that circumstance, public opinion requires that the situation get better. Whether Obama can use his bully pulpit to make it better, or does he make it worse, or does he have no effect whatsoever?
I think shining the light on these things will make it better.
Mm. Has it already? That's debatable. But we know more about what's going on, and knowledge is power, and knowledge is the first step to figuring out what to do about these sorts of things. Because in a civilized society, which is supposedly what we think we have here, there is no room for the kinds of things that have been happening, whether they're the black situation, the extreme intolerance that some of these groups have for women, the intolerance that we have, and intolerance in general, never mind whoever the victim of intolerance is, there's no place for it in a positive, progressive society, I don't think. I think those are the kinds of things we have to, in my own naivete, those are the things we have to fix. Those are the most important things.
Why is that
naive? How we treat other people. How's what?
Why is that naive?
Because people tell me that I'm just not, I'm out of touch with what reality is, that people, by their very nature, are bigoted, or they're prejudiced, not bigoted. There's a big difference between being a bigot and being, we all have prejudices. I don't like the cold.
I think it's learned behavior.
Well, I learned not to like to be cold.
Bigoted or prejudiced behavior. I think it's learned, and that's the history.
It's the environment.
Country.
Whatever environment you grow up around is what you're going to buy for the most part, what you're going to absorb.
Right.
How you're going to feel.
I talked to a woman the other day, a black woman, and she had kids, a single mother in Philadelphia, and she moved them to Hawaii because she wanted them to be in a land where the native people had dark skin. And there wasn't prejudice against them.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was fascinating.
She could move to Baltimore. Or she's from Baltimore. No, she's from Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, yeah. But she was talking about how the East Coast is more entrenched in that way of thinking than the West Coast,
certainly.
There are
more bigots?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I find it to be more misogynistic as well.
She could go to the Philippines. There'd be a lot of dark people there.
Well,
Micronesia.
That was the idea, to be in a land where the native people were cherished, rather than it being kind of shifted to white privilege.
Hmm.
And I think that, to me, that's what we're battling against here. Is
white privilege?
Well, it is in that, you know, most of the police forces, not in Baltimore, and I think it's changing, have been white, and we are conditioned to take the word of a police officer, they're sworn into service, against a citizen.
What happened to the police officer who died? This 25-year-old officer shot in the head.
He died.
Trying to question a man. I understand that. But what was the story behind the story? They were questioning a man in Queens. What was it that they were questioning him about? What was the offense? The guy was arrested and charged with first-degree attempted murder. But why did they stop him in the first place? Anybody know?
I believe it was because he had a gun. He did have a criminal record. He had been in
prison. How did they know he had a criminal record when they stopped him?
Well, I don't know if they knew. I'm telling you what we know now.
But what was there about? Was the gun in his hand? Was he aiming it at somebody? Was he holding up a store? What did he do that made the police aware of his presence and want to talk to him?
I'll have to look the story up because I don't want to give out false facts.
Oh.
I can tell you what I have on the top of my head, but I'm not sure if it's exactly.
Sorry,
what
it doesn't
it
have
is
to be. Kenny, what do you have on the top of your head with regard to this guy?
They saw him, and he made a movement that made them think that he had a weapon.
A movement like he reached in his pocket for the gun?
Like he had something in his waistband.
And what was the idea? Were they watching him sort of stalking somebody, or was he going to rob a store?
They were, as coincidence, they were in an unmarked car somewhere in Queens, and he passed by.
Just walked by?
And it looked like he had a gun.
Well, that's enough to stop somebody, isn't it? Under the rules?
They identified themselves, and he opened fire.
Ah, okay, that's a good reason to shoot him. Okay. 19 after on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Linda Kaplan Taylor and Robin Covell built a $1 billion ad agency. You probably know their work. They created the Aflac Duck.
What's their secret to big success? They're nice. In their book, The Power of Nice, they define what nice really means.
Nice does not mean smiling blandly while others walk all over you. Nice is the toughest four-letter word you'll ever hear.
They go on to say that being very nice and placing other people's needs on the same level as your own will get you everything you want.
People work with and do business with people they trust.
But before anyone will trust you, they have to like you. And we like people who are nice.
So be nice. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 5 proven methods today to totally discourage any female from ever wanting to experience the open road on her own bike. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own motorcycle. 1. Never buy a chick hot biker clothing. It'll only whet her thirst for the open road. 2. Ignore the cool machines you both see parked nearby. 3. Keep her away from communicating with other lady riders. 4. Never teach her the basics. And the final way to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own scoot. Never divulge the secret that chicks who run on 2 wheels instantly look incredibly hot. Yes, none of this worked for me. American Biker Minute. Best work to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you ever pretend you're someone you're really not? Well, researchers know at least 4 places where everyone puts on airs and tries to come across as better than we really are. Here's the science of it. Researchers have found that the following places prompt a change in our behavior for the better. For instance, at the front desk of a snazzy hotel, everyone puts on airs. We take on the tone of the establishment. In the employment line, we try and pretend that we don't belong. In a new car showroom, we hold back, act as if we know what we're doing to get a great deal. Finally, in the principal's office, we're not responsible for any bad behavior. What's the chief psychological trick? If these places bring out the best in you, then you're capable of behaving more responsibly other places, too. Has this ever happened to you? Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Yeah. You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Play long enough, you never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing this for 10 minutes.
A little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed.
That was good. I liked it.
There needs to be another one of these movies. They were all good.
Yes.
Elvis, with a little less conversation, became a hit again in 2001 when it appeared in the first of the Ocean movies, Ocean's 11. George Clooney having his 54th birthday today. How old is his wife? She like in her late...
No, she's my... She's 36, 37, 36. Something like that.
Okay. So there's a good argument for a difference. Yeah, but
could have been me.
54 to 36.
Could have been you. Should have been you.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this Elvis song is it was a remix by like these British DJs who put all the drum beats and just remixed the whole thing. It was very cool.
All right, you got any more sound from the movie,
Richie? Absolutely.
This all makes 10. 10 ought to do it, don't you think? Do you think we need one more? Do you think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
What I love about...
Aldi wants his shirt back.
That's a great line.
Called. He wants his shirt.
This is these movies, all of them, Chucker, I thought were sensational. Just nothing but pure entertainment, fun. Watching these guys, knowing anybody who checked into it or knew. I don't know why I knew it. I guess I knew because Brendan, my son, who's in the business, told me that they basically prepared an outline for this and then they let everybody go. There was no real script to these things. They just brought people in. They figured out how to do the scenes and what they wanted to do, or what they wanted to accomplish with the scenes, and they just would do 3 or 4 takes of different ways of them basically ad-libbing their way through the whole movie, all the movies.
Saves money on the screenplay.
But when you think about it, that's the kind of stuff. Remember all the Smoking the Bandit movies and things that are a lot of fun. There have been other movies that I can think of, but I'm just these two are a good example of what these people, they all get together, they're friends, and they just have a good time.
Well,
and
the director of those films was Steven Soderbergh,
right?
Who's
known
for doing a lot of experimental stuff when shooting movies.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, good stuff. Happy birthday, George Clooney. I'm looking at something that suggests that the next Mission Impossible film is going to appear pretty much in tandem with the latest documentary on Scientology. What's the point of that? People keep throwing things at Tom Cruise like this was going to destroy his career. I think his career is indestructible. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Well, here's the math on this. Very few people will actually ever see that documentary, except for probably a few hundred thousand. And many people will go to the theater to see Mission Impossible 5.
Right.
So in terms of box office, nobody's really going to care what they think on that subject or Tom Cruise's involvement, because they want to see Tom Cruise play Ethan Hunt as a character on the big screen. So I don't see that putting...
What's the buzz, by the way? Last time you talked about it, you thought it was pretty good on Mission Impossible.
The buzz on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I expect it to be good. The last two installments in that franchise I thought were absolutely terrific, so I expect this one...
They're getting better each time, in essence.
They've gotten better each time, that's true. I didn't like the original, and the second one I had mixed feelings. It was directed by John Woo, but I loved the third one, and I loved the fourth one, so we'll see where the fifth
one... When is the next one? When is it coming out? Pretty soon, isn't it?
It comes out, I believe, in late June or early July.
All right, what else you got quickly?
Disney-owned Lucasfilms confirmed there will be more Indiana Jones movies, but would not say whether there'll be a reboot or continuation with Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Considering they're so busy with Star Wars, this won't happen for a few years. I'm going to go reboot. That's my gut feeling.
Nah, they need the consistency.
Dig up the old stars and prop them up there.
Oh, stop it, will you, please? Jack Curry, I should get this.
America. You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Slipping there, our toes all muddy. That first kiss was sweeter than honey.
Hi. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Brings some sunshine into your day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, where nothing says good morning like squatty potty. I don't know why that came into my mind, but it just did. It was just sort of there. You know what I mean? The people are talking today about President Obama picking a Marine to chair the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Joseph Dunford, Jr., was chosen to take over the job as top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan. Is it what normally has been the tradition? The Marines, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. Has there ever been a Coast Guard admiral who was the chief of the Joint Chiefs? And what does that job do anyway? What's so important to being chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? So what does that mean? What do they do? And why is it important? 888-302-3684. Anybody got a judgment on that? The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top military official, not in line to be the president. So why is it's the president, right? The vice president, secretary of state. Those are the three top officers in the line of succession. So why is there such attention paid to who is the chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? And in a society that is notably military, that notably pays attention to the people who put on a uniform, that notably appreciates, at least the citizens do, the government doesn't. But wait a minute, aren't we supposed to be the government? If I were to interview this guy, I'd want to know, number one, sir, what are you going to do about the Veterans Administration and the continuing mess, even though the news media has gone away because it sees another shiny penny on the street, the Veterans Administration is still a mess. Now, he goes, well, that's not part of what we do in the services. Of course it is, because that's what happens to the men and women that we convince to become servants to our causes, right? Isn't that what they are? I'm not going to use the term slave, but they are servants to the cause. Whatever it is, when you put a uniform on, whatever it is that we ask you to do through the military endeavors or enterprises that we get ourselves involved in, we're asking you to go help. And then when you get out of the service, many times we tell you to go screw if you have a problem. So wouldn't we, why wouldn't it be appropriate for this guy to deal with that? Questions, comments, thoughts? First thing that came to my mind when I saw, other than thinking that it's more a ceremonial job and meaningless, like so many of the other things that are sort of brassy in the military, the really important people in the military are the people who go out and do our bidding for us. People who have a gun, or they understand how to use weaponry, or they understand how to make a boat get from point A, or a ship from point A to point B. I remember first learning about Dwight Eisenhower as a youngster when he was running for president, and thinking he was a wonderful man. I don't know why I thought that. I think because I don't know anything about him being a war hero. I just knew that I liked his looks, and I loved his buttons. I like Ike. I was 6 years old. I thought that was the coolest thing, seeing people wear those buttons. I like Ike. I didn't know who Ike was, but I liked Ike because I thought that was cool as a kid in first grade. All right, so what do we know about the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Kenny?
There doesn't appear to have ever been anyone from the Coast Guard.
No, okay.
Mostly Army.
Yeah.
9 from the Army, 4 from the Air Force, 4 from the Navy, 1 from the Marines.
Yeah, that's what is unusual about this guy being there. What do we know about this guy? Is he, though he was in command of, didn't he succeed, Petraeus in Afghanistan? No. No, because Petraeus was long gone before that. I'm trying to remember who was there before. I remember meeting the guy who was in charge in Iraq when I went over there, and I was quite impressed with him. Big, tall guy. I wish I could remember his name. He was very. He gave you confidence that he knew what he was doing. So anyway, this is a rhetorical question in a manner of speaking, but in appointing this guy to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, what does that mean? Those jobs smell like political jobs to me. Yes, no.
He's supposed to be the main military advisor to the president.
Ah, okay. That's it. Main military advisor. I'm reminded of any number of movies and television shows when you see the war room, and most of the people who are in uniform differ from the politicians. There's always a big fight as to what to do, and the militarists are just that. They're portrayed as these guys who are ready to push the button. Let's kill them all. Right? You have noticed that in any of the movies or TV shows, the guys in uniform are always meant to be or portrayed as these bloodthirsty curs who can't wait to go to war.
Right.
Right? Isn't that pretty much... And I don't know that they're all like that, frankly. I didn't think... from what I read about Eisenhower after the fact, he was close to being a pacifist. And if I'm not mistaken, he grew up as a Quaker, didn't he? Do I remember that about Eisenhower? No, Nixon. Nixon grew up as a Quaker. It wasn't Eisenhower. But I don't know. There's so much attention paid to military stuff in our country. It's just all about war and fighting.
Look at how much the word war is used in our society in general.
Yeah.
There's a war on drugs.
Yep.
There's a war
failure.
On crime. There's,
yeah, that's a failure. But
you know, a cupcake on. War.
Yeah, right.
Hostess war.
Yeah, cola wars, right. It's yeah. A verbiage that we have, yeah. We got to kill the competition, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coke kills Pepsi. It's pretty distracting. And when one wonders why it is that we make those choices. Yeah, good question. Do you know who Richard Overton is?
I was talking about him a few minutes ago. Didn't have a lot of time for him, so I thought we'd pay attention to him. Considered to be the oldest living veteran in the United States. 109. Mighty Fine. So he says. There was an event that was sponsored by Mighty Fine Burgers in Austin. Plenty of friends and family showed up at his birthday party. Neighbor hosting it in their yard.
He's smoking a cigar.
I know. Look at him.
Cutie pie.
He's the coolest neighbor on the planet, said the lady who put on the barbecue for him over the weekend. He's so much fun. He always has the best stories. I feel honored what he's done for this country, for our community. He's an incredible individual, and I'm honored to be here. He got some honors from the president, honors from the mayor of Austin, 109 years old, seen 11 presidents, two world wars, 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote, and he grew up in Austin, which is twice the size, or it's doubled its size five times during his lifetime. Austin's drove through there on our way back from California. I hadn't been in Austin, actually, before.
What do you think? I can't remember, anyway.
I didn't pay a lot of attention to it because it was nighttime.
Oh, that'll happen.
Yeah. But just the fact that we pay attention to this fellow, would we pay attention to him being 109 if he were not a veteran? He's 109. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. But he's a veteran. I would like to talk to him about not only what service, I'm sure there are plenty of articles about it, Kenny, here and there, but how he was treated by the VA, if he had any problems and if they were dealt with properly. I would like to know that. Not necessarily right at this moment, but just in a manner of speaking. Our society does funny things with age. You notice that? There is a reason to respect somebody if they get to be 109. Oh, yeah, let's pay attention to this old dude. But if you're
60 or 70.
Right. Wait a minute. Careful about how you
obsolete.
Go.
Obsolete. Yeah. Well, unless you have your own radio show, of course.
Right. And I'm hardly obsolete. But
in our society.
Yeah. 80s. What is it? You're considered old now when you're in your 90s, I think. Late 80s, 90s.
But I mean, if you're out of work and you want to get back into the workforce and you're in your 60s or 70s.
And you're my age, forget it. Unless you create your own business, start your own thing. Yeah, not going
to happen.
Try and
get in to Google.
Right, yeah.
Have you seen the new show Happy-ish?
No.
It's hilarious.
Like Black-ish, only happy?
It's only Happy-ish. It's
Happy-ish.
Happy adjacent.
Uh-huh.
But a man, middle-aged, dealing with the younger generation in an advertising company or a tech startup or something
Perfect.
Like that. And it's fantastic.
Yeah. Advertising agencies haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
Don't have a clue. Unless they spend money talking about...
advertising on the Doug Steffen Show.
Spotty potties, squatty potties. Remember the old commercial, nothing says lovin' like something from the oven in Pillsbury?
Yeah, that's gross.
All right. Nothing says lovin'.
That's where you're going with
then
this.
Then the gift of a complete elimination opportunity. Give your mom a squatty potty for Mother's Day this year, and she will thank you for it. After the fact, squatty potty. So this squatty potty that he developed for his mother worked so well that the family decided that they would go into business and make this something that's available to the rest of the world. So they've done it. Squatty potty allows you to squat fully and relax your colon. By the way, this is not just for women, even though we're talking about it adjacent to Mother's Day. This is for everybody. Easier and more complete elimination is good for the whole family. Squatty potty engineered so that you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting. For a limited time, text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, to 511-511 and get a special coupon to save 20% off the order. The only way you can save 20% is to text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. That's texting Doug to 511-511 and give a squatty potty to your mom for for Mother's Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the cheap psychological trick? On those days you experience good luck, it's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The mate.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1995 Rookie of the Year paved the way for other Japanese players to join the majors. He's the only pitcher to have thrown a no-hitter in either Coors Field in Colorado or Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Today, Ahmad has done what they said could not be done.
So where is Hideo Nomo now? Hideo's been working with Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy, bringing players from Japan to the U.S. to participate in tournaments and clinics. He's even partnered up with former Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley and retired pitcher Chanho Park in 2011 to transform the former Dodgers spring training facility in Florida into a youth sports complex.
Hideo Nomo has come the no-no against the Orioles.
Hideo Nomo with two no-nos. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Big green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years? Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
New plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that has been paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produced about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
All right, you want to see something that's really gross?
Sure.
Go to DougStefan.com and look at that picture of that piranha that's there. A piranha was caught in Lake Bentonville. According to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, Lake Bentonville is around Bentonville, Arkansas, headquarters for Walmart. I don't know whether you can draw a conclusion from this or not, but it's up to you. A woman posted pictures of this piranha on a public Facebook page. She told the news media her friend Roger caught the fish. She said he caught the fish making it, he thought it was a large perch. Ah! Ooh.
Did it bite anybody?
I don't know. They are horrible-looking things.
Not to each other.
Apparently, the Army Corps of Engineers finds piranhas in local lakes often. People will dump their aquariums when they're tired of taking care of fish. Piranhas are not dangerous to swimmers when they're found in the lake because the cold water temperatures make them sluggish and non-aggressive. Wasn't there a scene?
So they'll just snack on you?
I'm not sure about that. What was the scene in that horrible movie that was filmed in Lake Havasu? There were two of them, as a matter of fact. The water had become loaded with piranhas, I think. It was a stupid movie. Anybody out there remember?
Was it called Piranha?
It may have been.
There is a movie.
There's a movie called Piranha. No, I know there is. Yeah. Right. Is that like Shark? What is that? Sharknado.
Sharknado.
So we could have Piranha-nado.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not.
There are so many spinoffs.
Yes, there are. Yeah. There are a lot of spinoffs. Let's see here. Names in the news. David Goldberg apparently slipped off a treadmill at a resort, struck his head. Fellow that was CEO of SurveyMonkey, an online survey business, married to Sheryl Sandberg, who is an executive at Facebook. That's a horrible way to go, isn't it?
Yeah,
about
just
that.
Crack his head.
51 after.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit from the foremost pet expert on the air anywhere. Warren Eckstein is here. We're going to we're going to figure out together whether this story that we have today at DougSteffen.com about the all of the animals that are dressed up in Star Wars gear, is that abuse or not? Abuse. We'll take on the role of PETA here in a moment on Good Day.
Space Green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
New plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that has been paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produced about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
All right, so at DougSteffen.com, we have no dark side to this new campaign dreamed up by the Ottawa Humane Society. They have dressed the pets that they want to get adopted wearing Star Wars costumes. And so there's dogs and cats and bunnies and guinea pigs, all that are up for adoption. The PETA people think this is abusive. I find it nonsense. As you find homes, whatever way you can use to find homes for these people, that's the ticket, isn't it?
You know, it's interesting that you said that, and I can't be hypocritical, because just last weekend at one of the largest malls in Southern California, I did a seminar with the San Gabriel Valley Humane Society, and what we did is I gave a speech, and then we had volunteers bring out some of the dogs that have been there the longest dressed in beautiful little clothing. Now, my dogs, for the record, run around butt naked, but the bottom line is they have a home. The minute we brought these dogs out dressed in costumes, and of course, we found dogs that did not mind wearing the clothes they were wearing, everyone was excited, everyone was thrilled, and I believe every one of the animals found a home. So
God,
if they're
going to
find a home, and the animals don't mind being dressed up, I say go for it.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. Video of the day at DougStephan.com a couple of days ago, and you can find, we have all of our videos up and keep them posted for almost ad infinitum. This video came from a YouTuber named Matthew Warren, a quick video, I don't know how long it is, but it features an eight-week-old puppy named Buck who has the hiccups. What can you tell us about dogs that get the hiccups?
Usually with puppies and hiccups, you know, they're either sucking in a little air, but very frequently a puppy that has hiccups also is indicative of a puppy that may have some type of worms or some type of parasite in their system. So it's always good to check it out. Not uncommon at all for puppies to have worms. Not uncommon at all for puppies to hiccup once in a while.
Really? All right. Story also at DougStephan.com about this old tortoise that was chewed on by a rat. You know, tortoises don't work, don't move too fast, and whether you like the idea of it or not, the sound of it, rats sometimes move into animals that they can prey on, and they eat part of the flesh on the animal, and the circumstance here was a tortoise got eaten up by a rat, and so now somebody rescued the tortoise, and they've got it scooting around on a pair of wheels. Whether it's practical or not, don't you see those wheels get used a lot on domesticated pets, dogs and cats?
Absolutely.
More dogs,
one of my closest friends in Bethesda, Maryland, runs Pets with Disabilities, and there are so many dogs and cats there that use wheelchairs. I believe like this, that animals are here just like we are, and if there's anything we can do to assist them that's humane in terms of making their life more of a quality life, mm-hmm. I say do it, whether it be a tortoise on wheels or a dog with an artificial limb. I say go for it.
Yep. And here is the story that I love from this week. A dog that had been missing for 4 years was found in New Orleans. And the people, this is a 10-year-old Yorkshire Terrier that disappeared during the summer of 2011. His owners were in New Orleans, brokenhearted. Somebody somehow or other found this dog. It had a microchip in it. And so an airline said, okay, we'll fly. It was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They put the dog on the plane first class to send it back home.
What a great story.
Isn't that amazing?
What a great story.
My God, isn't that a great story? Warren Eckstein, a lot of great stories on his weekend program, The Pet Show. Thanks for being here, Warren.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.